Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Raymond and Anita Bradley are bringing the gospel to the deaf in Ecuador and Peru. And a very unusual couple. Raymond is deaf, his wife is hearing, and they have been used of God in a great way in Ecuador and now down in Peru. And they say, praise the Lord, we get to see people saved, and the ones who become faithful start growing in the Lord. As the deaf learn more signs, they're able to understand the precious Word of God. When Raymond reads the verses on the screen, they also profit by learning new words. Back in February, we were able to take 10 people from our church, including 4 deaf young people, to a wonderful revival and conference at Ephata Baptist Church for the deaf and hearing. The messages were amazing, full of the Word of God. And while in Lima, Anita had the joy of leading a deaf young lady with emotional problems to the Lord. We know the healing has started. She's attending church on Sundays. May the Lord become precious to her, as she's already precious to him. Well, out soul winning, we met Juan, who has a severe case of cerebral palsy. His body's very much twisted, and he has no spoken language. Juan is able to barely use his hands. Being hearing, he was able to hear the gospel as his wife was voice interpreting. We showed him how to ask for forgiveness with signs, and Juan was thrilled that he could express himself to the Lord and ask him to wash his sins away, and of course, all that in sign language. God is amazing. Juan was very happy to be able to express his prayer to God. His face lit up with joy. Thank the Lord for sign language, even for the hearing people like Juan who cannot speak. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord is preparing our nephew Jonathan to take over the work as we go on furlough this year. God has given him and his wife, Lise, a burden for the deaf and the hearing people. Jonathan's a good preacher and is now part of our deaf school, working with a new deaf student. Thank the Lord for Jonathan and his family. And our son, Paul, has been a great help as well in different areas of the ministry here. The Lord knows we need everyone in our team, and we need even more people to help us. Well, God gave us the joy to have our children in the faith. Michael, Edith, and children visit. Raymond trained Micah for the ministry, and he's now the pastor of our Puerto Viejo church in Ecuador. While they were here, we all went to Huancayo to do ministry with the deaf there. They were a great help and blessing to us. Pray the Lord will continue to provide for the work in Puerto Viejo. They are building their sanctuary. Micah has taught the church to support missionaries. Well, our school started again back in March, and we were grateful to the Lord for Carla Chavez, who is back from our church in Guayaquil, Ecuador. At age 9, Carla did not know she had a name, and God allowed us to find her and educate her in our deaf school. She was saved and became one of the most faithful members in church and diligent in school. She's 29, and she's an excellent teacher for the deaf and will be staying a whole school year. Our students are progressing in a wonderful way for the glory of God, and the Lord has developed a wonderful team of teachers for our church here, and Pastor Dennis is doing a great job leading the church and the school over there now, and we're praying the Lord will do the same here. We appreciate your prayers and financial support, and we appreciate the faithfulness of the Bradley family.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.